Good evening. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is November 2, Lima, Bravo, Tango. Name is Dennis, we're in Boonville.
NV2, LBT, Dennis, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Just had a very nice weekend. Surprising winter reappearance. So we get to ride our snowmobiles and play outside. And we are headed back to work in Albany, so got a little bit of a trip ahead of us tonight.
Well, I guess you do. How many miles did you put on there?
Well, we only got about 50 miles in the sled, but there was a lot of smiles. It was a smiles weekend, not a miles weekend.
Take smiles any day of the week. All right, well, thanks, Dennis. You have a good trip back there and a safe one, and thanks for checking in. This is KD2 AIT. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2YQ.
AC2NBU.
Alright, I got N2OIQ, KA2VLA, KC2NBU. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight? You still boiling the syrup up there?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. This is N2OIQ, and welcome everyone else on Net this evening. No, we haven't boiled since last weekend, or Monday, I think it was the last day. The weather hasn't been just right, so nothing's happening right now. I don't know about this week either, if the temperatures are going to be right for that either, plan-wise. Time will tell. Maybe the forecast will change, but I know we got a storm coming, I guess, tomorrow night into Tuesday or something. A little bit of everything, a little snow, a little rain, a little freezing rain, a little sleet. I guess a bag of a lot of different things, I guess, so I have to see what happens. Anyways, well, yesterday early, down at the fire hydrant in Glenville, we had a benefit of a money raiser for a scholarship fund, for the Stan McDonald scholarship fund, and it was a huge, huge turnout. They served something like 550 dinners, and they had some things out in the truck bay. You put your name on a ticket and put it in, and you pull your name, and you win that prize. And Chinese auction, I guess that's what they call it. And anyways, overall, it was really good turnout, and money wise, they done excellent. So it was well worth our day and third everybody's day to be part of that for sure. So anyways, but today was kind of a quiet day, not too much going on, and hopefully you get out of here this week some nights. Last week it was a busy week all week with something going on every evening, so maybe this week will slow down. So back to you, Jeff. Thank you for dealing. Dr. Taylor and 201 Gilcare.
Okay, Dan. Well, the forecast is looking like it might warm up on the weekend. Who knows? We'll have to see. But thanks for checking in, and sounds like you've been real busy there. But hopefully we'll see you here Wednesday picking up the net. If not, you can just drop me a message. It's fine. All right. We'll catch up with you later. KA2, VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2, AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2, VLA. Well, move it a little later. I could use the sleeve. But in fact, I did a lot of paperwork. I had a lot of business to take care of. And decided we'd go out to Freddy's tonight for a bite to eat. Took a cruise around Hawkinsville, around the countryside. It was just nice and sunny and bright. Take a good day to put a few miles out of the car. But that's the way the day went. We'll say 73, KD2 AIT, this is KD2 VLA. Be clear and listen out. The TV is working very good.
You mean the computer? Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Quest. Thanks for checking in. I'm glad that everything's working over there. Good. So, KC2, NBU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Happy St. Patty's Day to everybody. Got 18 degrees up on the hill here. And had the opportunity to take it easy today. Getting ready for... getting ready for a work week. Over.
Well, I can't believe that. You must have done something in the form of work today.
I fixed a CD player and did some test driving and rearranged some vehicles. Charged the batteries on the old veggie vehicles that aren't being driven. Just little stuff. Headed around.
Roger that. I guess that's what you call a relaxing then. I know every time I talk to you, you're working. So, at least you took it easier than you normally do, and that's good. But hopefully we'll get some warm weather here soon, so we'll take it easy outside. All right, thanks for checking in, Ray. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. As for myself, I had to work this weekend, mostly on, business here, and didn't do much today but work. It's another two-week stretch, and it's just the way it is. So I'm looking forward to the weekend coming up, and we've got some time off, and we'll enjoy it. But until then, we got to work. All right, are there any comments, queries, or any check-ins at this time?
Just a quick comment. If you leave your radio on for a half hour, you can check into Hawk 10. Seems to be almost nobody checking in anymore.
Roger, yeah, my time schedule for me has changed a little, so I haven't been able to check in much, but I try to, when I can, I try to leave it on. But yeah, I don't know if everybody knows that Hawk 10 now does the check-ins at only in the evening. And they usually come in somewhere between 9:30 and 10, or a quarter out, somewhere there usually. So, if people can stick around and check in for Hawk 10, that'd be great. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay. Just a heads up. I probably won't be able to do the net, or won't be able to pick up any of the nets on Friday or Saturday. So I know usually Clint does Friday, and I think Paul does Saturday. So if they're not here, somebody feels free to pick up the net. If for whatever reason they can't make it, I have a getting ready for a party here, so I won't be able to be on. We do have the net preamble on BoomvilleARC.com, in case you don't know what it is and you want to run the net. All right, last call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Dennis, Dan, Clinton, Ray for checking in, and say 73s to those listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
Be calm. calling for the Adani County traffic and emergency at Octane, looking for any stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome. This is N2ADV for the Adani County traffic and emergency at Octane, looking for any stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Do that one more time, I had the volume cranked way down apparently.
KC2NVU.
KC2NVU, thank you for checking in. This is N2ADV for Octane, looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. Call or welcome. This is N2ADV for Octane. ADV for the Adani County traffic and emergency net, Octane, looking for any additional stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome. Final call for Octane, this is N2ADV. With nothing additional being heard, this is N2ADV. I'll be clear in QSY 73.